Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Keep it rolling. Hi. How art thou?
Good morning.
Grand rising. Yo, Laura, do you like when people say grand rising?
It just reminds me of, like, I don't know, like medieval times or something.
Grand rising.
Grand rising.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grand rising. It's some people say it, I hope they say it like jokingly, but some people say it so much that I'm like, relax, B. you can't say that every day.
Yeah.
Grand rising every day?
Every day, grand rising.
Calm down, bro.
You know, that's because morning, you know, who wants to mourn when they get up? Yeah, man.
But it's not it's a different word, man.
Word, sound, power.
Grand rising.
Word, sound, power.
Zine.
So you don't believe in synonyms, Shani?
I mean, the English synonym. I mean, I'm not the defender of this. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just
saying this is why they do it. You should ask, they don't believe in synonyms would be the proper question.
Right.
They're saying because the sound is still putting the energy, though it's saying it has a different mm-hmm. meaning, it's still mm-hmm. saying mourning. Mourning.
Mourn.
So instead of mourning, they're saying grand rising. That's what they're doing.
Well, so is good God then? Is it God mourning? Are you mourning God?
I don't know. I don't know that one. Well, God is good, but I don't know if they're making that connection.
Hmm. Very interesting. However, good morning, everyone.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. So I don't work hard, right? I sit and I do nothing except run my yaps all day. So when I wear jeans, I haven't really been through much. I don't recall washing my jeans ever frequently. I don't wash my jeans.
You're not supposed to wash them all the time. You know that, right?
But now if you out here working hard,
you should wash your jeans.
And you're doing real work.
Sweating in them? You should wash your jeans.
Please wash your jeans.
Yeah, you should. There's only specific jeans that you're... It's like the Japanese... Selvage jeans?
Yeah, but if you working and running and hustling and doing whatever you're doing in them jeans, wash them jeans,
Wash your jeans, man.
If you're in a club every night,
wash your jeans.
Nobody wants to smell hookah all day.
Gross. Wash your jeans, Cass.
Wash your jeans, man.
True, but again, to the initial point, I mean, if you don't do very much over-frequent jean washing, not really happening.
There's certain jeans you're not even supposed to wash. You're just supposed to wear them and let life beat them up. But if you out here at Sweaty Booty Club, wash your jeans.
Sweaty Booty Club.
Wash your jeans.
DJ John.
Glasses, DJ McJohn.
Yeah, I have trouble washing my jeans.
I thought you were a jean washer.
So. I am, but when they do, they get super tight, so I look like I'm wearing skinny jeans. I don't want
to
wear.
No, I don't think you're supposed to dry them though. You just air dry them.
Oh yeah, I give them to the wash. I do the wash and dry fold thing. I pay.
Oh, you drop them off and tell them to wash and dry and fold.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nah, that's gonna give you a different size jean when you come back.
Man, the level of sculpting my legs. Color. How they look on my jeans look like wearing tights. Like spandex.
Let's go, let's get it.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Biggest problem on my mind today. This is the biggest problem on my mind today with all the problems in the world. Why do they call lions king of the jungle?
I saw you post this on your Twitter. What's wrong with you? Why was this on your mind?
They don't live in the jungle.
They live on the plains, first of all. And the way it rang in my mind was, once again, the white man,
once again,
has you thinking that Africa is all jungle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lions live on the plains.
Facts.
And then people would say, well, like Cast One, well, jaguars would then be the king of the jungle. But jaguars are loners, man, like tigers. They don't have family. Gorillas would be the king of the jungle. They have a kingdom. They have a family. They have a partner. They have, you know, children they take care of. Like lions, you know, lions are family people. Or family animals. You know what I'm saying.
Don't gorillas do the same thing?
That's why I said gorillas would be the king of the jungle because they live in the jungle.
Huh?
But I feel
you
like
you have to have a family to be the king.
I think so.
It could just be that you're loose and crazy and don't need anyone.
Yeah, you just.
Nah, but you ain't the king. You're just not a king. Kings have kingdoms, man. Kingdoms mean people and families. Oh,
okay. Can anything else in the jungle though take out a gorilla?
Can what?
Is there anything? What about jaguars though?
No, I don't know. I don't know if a jaguar is just taking out a gorilla.
A
like
jaguar
that.
Could take out any mammal, bro. Have you seen these things?
Not a lion.
Could probably.
I've seen a lion take out an alligator.
What'd you say, John?
Jaguar takes out alligator.
Jaguar takes out a lot of stuff, man.
Rhinos are plains.
Rhinos don't live in the jungle.
They're in the plains with the lions. Yeah. By the way, can a lion really take out a? Oh, tigers are in the jungle.
That's why I said tiger, but they're loners like jaguars. They're on a family.
What about hyenas?
Hyenas are scumbags. No. Like hyenas are scumbags. Get
out of here.
You get no love.
Yeah, like Rosenberg.
Yeah, but they're dangerous.
Yo, off with your mic, John. What are you talking about?
Yo, by the way, I want to give... we like to lift up the curtain here, don't we?
Yeah.
John was trying to get in on this conversation. He's leaning into his mic. He's holding his hand up. Ebro is doing what Ebro does. Protecting the quality of the program by ignoring John. My white guilt and Jewish empathy sees John trying to get in the conversation, clearly look at him and look at Ebro, like, help the guy out, turn his mic on.
I turn his mic
on. Ebro and I did this all without talking, but it's what was happening. Ebro turns the mic on, lets John get into the conversation. He contributes nothing particularly worthwhile, but he does. 10 more words in, calls me a scumbag. Why do I do anything to help him? Why do I do this?
He said hyenas.
He said hyenas were scumbags, and you went like Rosenberg. Why do I help you?
Oh my God, John. I didn't even hear that.
You didn't.
And I was like, why are you talking?
Rosenberg.
Taking us off the... And,
you're bad
by the
guy.
Way, Rosenberg.
By the way, I'm done with the convo. Lions aren't the king of the jungle. It's the gorillas. I made the call. Right?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
A person from Yonkers. Their name is White.
B. White.
Question is, B. White, are you white?
No, I'm black. I'm black.
So you don't be white?
No.
Are your teeth white?
My people's like I'm white.
Now, your girlfriend, what's her name?
My ex-girlfriend.
Y'all still having sex?
No.
Take that as a no?
That's
okay.
That's a yes. I'll take that as a yes.
I know, yeah, a lot of laughs.
When the last time you hit that, White?
Like about a year, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Man.
Yo,
I don't know.
Nah,
yeah, like,
so nervous.
All right, White, how we going to test? How you say her name?
La Messe.
La Messe.
Yeah.
Oh, this whole situation sounds messy. Is the ex, would she be upset about you and another woman?
I'm a boss. It don't matter. I'm a boss.
Right.
So what if you got your new girl in the car, you were into somebody, and you're like, yo, La Messe, I need you to come get me, yo. I'm on the highway right now. I just rear-ended somebody.
And my new chick needs to go to work.
Yeah, so-and-so's in the car with me, so don't be mad when you show up. We got to take her to work.
I'm a boss. Let's go.
Laura Stiles, what's the rules?
Hey, listen, you need to focus, okay? You ready to convince this woman? Because you only have 30 seconds to do it.
I got it. I'm a boss.
All right, he's a boss.
Okay.
All right, Rosé.
Yeah.
I need you to do me a favor. It's important.
Okay.
I just ran into somebody in the back of the car or whatever, and I'm with somebody, and I just hit them. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I know you're at work, but I want to call just for what's important. I need you to come pick her up, please. Pick me up. Pick us up, please.
Pick you up?
Yeah, right by Executive Boulevard, please. You want to come?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
She's ride or die-ish.
Wow.
I mean, but why, you didn't tell her the whole story, bro.
I told her.
No, you got to say you with your new girl.
Yeah. And I, you know what, I figured that a little bit because he was like, she picked she up, and then I was just like, this got a lot of nerve.
Yeah, but oh, she's still riding down. Right.
But you still
but
say still you were going to go.
Oh, my God.
Your laughing lunatic ex-boyfriend just wanted to see if you were ride or die.
She ride or die, I told you. She ride or die.
Now, Lamessa, here's the real question. Is he a boss?
No, not at all.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Shani watches everything with subtitles.
Very
even in English.
On Netflix, yeah.
Very only bothered. On Netflix?
Yeah, I just kept it on and now it's just on.
Oh, but it's not you didn't turn it on. No, just you never turned it off.
Right.
But he got knows it. How to turn it off.
Yeah, I could turn it off.
But he doesn't want to.
But now, like everything I watch, I'm just like, oh, the words right there.
And Rosenberg is guffawed at the idea that you would have subtitles on.
I'm just like, if you're not 80, like my parents started leaving it on a lot, and I yelled at my dad because I'm like, Dad, if it's not a foreign language show, force your ears to work. They still work. Don't just start reading everything. You're good. Because you start.
Maybe he's not good.
But they are. My mom, I know that they can hear well enough. Turn the volume up 3 more button notches. You don't need to read. I was like, because how can you, if a show's natural language is English.
Right.
And you're, obviously, if it's a foreign language show, do you.
Right.
But if it's English and you're reading the whole time, you're not even processing jokes, for example, the way the joke's supposed to hit you.
Right.
Because you're reading the line before the.
It's like, I'm not really reading the whole time. I'm watching the show. And if they say something, I'm like, yo, wait, what did they just say? I don't got to ask nobody. I just glance down. It's like, oh, right okay. there.
See, I can't. Maybe you're capable of that. For me, if the words are there, I'm reading it. I can't
the
look
whole
up
time.
At
subtitle talk. Yeah, I can't even believe this. I was going to sit here for a little bit longer and see how far they kept going.
They gotta go. I enjoy it better.
They got to go.
This is, and for the record, this is a subject that is not really a crazy subject.
Tell us why.
Because everyone's way of consuming stuff is at home now. And people are watching foreign films. People have people in the house who can't hear. Like, so, right. And turning subtitles on is mad easy. When we were a kid and you'd hear the thing for closed captioning, you'd be like, what is closed captioning?
You had to buy a box. You had to buy a whole other apparatus to make it work.
Oh, you did? I don't know.
I think so.
Back in the day? I guess you're right. If you just had cable? I don't know. Closed captioning, you'd hear what closed captioning was. Closed captioning provided by, and you'd be like, I don't even know what closed captioning means.
Right.
But now, it's something people do. But, like, we were talking about it for Squid Games. I did the dub version. Laura did the subtitles version. What did you do?
Dub.
You did? Yeah, I did the dub.
Yeah. It does the voiceovers.
I mean, I've been watching films with dub over voices since Kung Fu Flicks.
Back in the day.
No big deal.
Yeah, I had Netflix on, right, and my son Isaiah was watching it. He was like, can we turn off the suitables? I was like, what's the suitables? Subtitles? He was like, yeah, that.
I was like, wow.
Suitables.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Yo, Whitney.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. You're on Curved here with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Thank you for coming on the program. Now, this guy Chuck that you went out with a few times that you haven't heard from, he doesn't know you're going to be on the line, but we're about to call him. Whitney, tell us how the dates went. You guys went out 3 or 4 times.
We did. They went really well. I was so surprised when I didn't hear from him.
But was there anything that was awkward? Did you guys have any weird moments? You said you went on multiple dates. You went on 3 dates?
We went on 4 dates.
Oh, okay.
No, there wasn't a moment where it was like, oh my God, she's crazy. No, there was no lag in the conversation. We really hit it off, I thought. So when I didn't hear from him, I was like, oh my God.
So y'all, that 3 or 4 dates, that mean y'all was on your way to start humping. Y'all was about to get it on.
I was ready.
And then he ghosted you?
He never talked to me again. And I was like, oh, okay.
So y'all had y'all had done some tongue wrestling then. Y'all had really got it on a little bit. Y'all had went to first base, grabbed the butt. Like, it was some things happening.
Good times.
All right.
We're just trying to paint the picture, Whitney, for the audience to let them know. Like, this wasn't just, I mean, once you go three or four dates, you're moving, you know what I'm saying? You're moving for some
grooving. Yeah, we're moving up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know you had hit us a few months ago, but Chuck has just gotten back to us even. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, so we're going to try to find out what's going on. Once again, he doesn't know that you're on the phone, okay? But feel free at any time to jump in.
Okay, awesome.
All right, here we go. Calling Chuck. See what went down. Chuck, you there? Chuck.
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, man. It's Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg, man. We're on the radio. Thanks for coming on Curve.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
It took us a while to track you down. Now, we heard from Whitney. She said y'all went out three or four times, but you haven't been hitting the back. What happened, bro?
So, I got arrested, and I know that sounds crazy, right?
Whoa.
I got arrested, but I'm going to fight it. They thought I was selling drugs. I can't get into more specifics than that, and I don't need to explain to you guys the fast-ass bail laws we got in our country, but I only just posted bail recently, so I was in jail for a couple months.
Oh, my gosh.
So, wait, Chuck, hold up. How long you been out? Like, days?
Days. I only just got out.
Now, I don't know. You know, I mean, look, you went out with a girl three or four times, so being in jail, she probably wasn't your first priority to text her or find out what's going on. I'm sure you had family and things and work and other things to handle, but do you even plan on reaching out to Whitney?
No, yeah, no, totally I do. Totally. Like phone, I didn't have my phone. You know, once I got my phone back, I saw, you know, a couple text messages that she said, you know, calls, but I saw you guys text too, so I figure if I can, you know, get some people on my side, help my cause out, maybe we can get something going, you know.
Now, do you plan on telling her the truth?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Like, again, like, this is a crazy situation that I was in, and I want everything to be over with, you know what I mean? I want to go back to normal. Of course I'm going to tell her the truth. You know, I'm innocent, man.
Are you, though?
Yeah, no, trust me, man. Trust me. Like,
hey, yo, don't answer his questions, man. He's trying to Vlad TV you right now, man.
Oh, my God.
You're dealing with a case. Don't talk too much, man.
Yo, man,
so what now?
So
you're just kind of scared on how she's going to react if you tell her the truth?
Put yourself in her situation. If a guy who hasn't called you back in a couple months gets out and his first thing he says is, well, I got arrested, are you going to believe that right off the bat?
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Well, exactly, Chuck, right. We got Whitney on the line. Whitney.
Hi.
Are you buying his story? Because he wants to see you again. He just thought it would be safer to do it this route.
No, I believe him. I believe him.
You do?
Are you good?
Yeah, no. I'm good. I just, you know, bit of a culture shock getting out, you know, the beginning of this year. But I'm good, yeah.
Whitney, are you going to really hold this guy down? He might have to do some time. Or are you just, you like the way the date's been going, so let's just keep dating and see where it goes, because y'all was on the way to get y'all boogie on.
I don't know. Maybe you should figure all this out first and then call me when you're in the clear.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess you're right. Maybe I should take care of my priorities.
Chuck, you should try to hit anyway, bro. Try to get, you know, a little
love. Absolutely. I mean, you know.
Work your angles, man.
She's not interested.
Now, she is interested. She just doesn't want to date somebody who's going to jail. But what you tell her, Chuck, is, yo, we don't have to get serious, but the tongue kissing and the ass grabbing was going so good. Let me get some of that while I'm stressed out.
Absolutely. You know, if I can get a little on the side, why not? You know?
There you go. Whitney, you down for a little ass grabbing and tongue wrestling until he goes to jail?
Damn, I don't know. He's going to have to convince me.
Okay. All right.
Well, at least this is a happy ending. Chuck, hit Whitney. Thank you for Chuck coming on the air. Whitney, thank you for coming on the air. And this, I'm glad this is a happy ending. And Chuck, hopefully it's even happier and you don't end up going to jail.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So y'all get your tongue wrestle and ass grab on, and thank you for coming on.
And
Curve.
Good luck, because we don't want you tongue wrestling with something else, you know, upstate.
Yo, because Chuck, you do some time, somebody else gonna be grabbing your ass.
You're going to be tongue wrestling all right with Leroy.
Chill.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
On Hot 97.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, Laura, you see these massages people getting out here?
No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yo, so there's some company, people posting their stuff. Okay. When y'all see these massages people getting, it's going to start moving around today. It was moving around over the weekend. Yo, this is not a massage, man. This is not a massage. Both women and men getting it. So they have men massaging women, and they have two dudes massaging a woman. She's naked, sitting what? Up.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got two girls massaging dudes, and the girls is all on top of the... Yo, fam.
You haven't seen these?
No.
Y'all, they go see them. Yeah, y'all go see them.
Is there a name for them?
It's just a regular massage, but it's showing you how... Well,
It's not a regular massage.
it's not regular. There's no name to it, but it's like these super intimate, like, deep tissue massages, but clearly...
It ain't no deep tissue massage. It is... It is intimacy therapy. That's what it is.
That's really what it is.
They massaging you all right. They getting you ready. Look, I don't. The massage so intimate. I don't even want it.
It's OD.
I don't know y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't touching me like that, son.
Right. But you know, there's a lot of people who are starving for intimacy, and that's what they call it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you ain't touching me like that. You signed a disclaimer. You touch me like that.
Oh my gosh.
You ain't finna sue me after what happens when you touch me like that.
And where are you guys seeing this?
Look.
Where?
That's somebody's lady. He's the masseuse.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So basically, in this video, the lady is straddling the guy.
No.
And he's like massaging her back in this straddle.
Well, or she's single and she just wants something that's close to sex, but not really sex.
Right.
Wow, that's a lot.
But there's a lot. It's going around a lot, you know, and people are paying money for it.
Yo, but the company, I guess, it's got an Instagram. Touched by Melanin Gods is the name of the company. Touched by Melanin Gods.
I just don't know. It's very... Yeah, I feel uncomfortable. I don't think I would want the service unless it's for my
man. An upgrade from when we were this time last week of people, you know, climbing up crates and falling on their neck.
Oh yeah. No, this is definitely after you fell off the crate, you go get touched by Melanin Gods to get your back right.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell you something. The only God you're gonna be talking about God when my nature rise. That's for sure.
That's right.
It's a God. It's a God, all right. And I don't want to hear
this is a lot. No thanks.
Yo, count down until somebody go too far in one of these.
Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
What? It's already too far, no?
No, I'm saying when somebody takes the wrong cues in one of these.
Got you.
And thinks it's sexy time. And they like, nah, we're not doing that. And they like, what? You just did all that and put... And when the girl... Watch what the girls do to the dudes. They got their whole box in the dude's face. The whole thing.
Yeah. It's very...
While they're wearing G-strings, fam.
Sexually intimate. It's super close. Bro.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. That's family, y'all.
I know you want...
So, Laura Stiles, have you examined these massages that everybody's excited about on Instagram?
Did you see it?
It's very explicit. I saw this woman naked with a towel covering her crotch area. Mm-hmm. Two men like rubbing her down. It was a lot.
All up between the breasticles.
This is not. I was like a massage. This is.
It all seems fake to me. I'll be honest. It seems fake.
What do you mean? This isn't a real thing.
It seems for the gram to me. Like let's do a viral thing that people were talking. Yo, I'm watching the one Shawnee sent me. The dude is, quote, massaging the girl who's shirtless and he's holding her.
There's a sheet between them.
But it's basically like, it feels like the love scene in Ghost. Like, right. He's stepping back. As he's squeezing her back, he's stepping back and looking her in the eyes. What kind of massage is that?
This is what they doing out here. Somebody sent me a page. I don't want to blow it up, but I guess whatever. It's Mr. Dot Pure Relief. This dude got 200,000 followers.
What's he doing, Sean?
He's massaging
out here.
He's massaging out here. He's massaging these ladies.
Is it touched by melanin gods?
Basically, you know what I'm saying?
Touched by melanin gods.
It's these super intimate, you know, close massages, you know, music playing, candlelight, and he's rubbing all the corners that ain't been rubbed in a long time.
I got the clock.
I started the stopwatch, y'all. So we can see how long before this turns into a lawsuit.
They paying to get it.
No, I know, but somebody going to go over the line is what I'm saying.
One of the masseuse or one of the clients?
Somebody going over the line. This is over the line.
It probably has happened, and everybody's cool.
For now. Until money's being made, and somebody's like, yo, I went to get one of those massages, and now that I think about it, they touched me in places I didn't approve.
I don't know.
I want to check. I don't know if I'm good with this anymore. At the time, it was okay, but now I feel like, nah.
Man. Although, what kind of weirdo are you if you show up for that in the first place? Like, you decided you wanted, not even necessarily weirdo, or maybe you're just lonely or really want to get groped. But, I mean,
That's what it looks like.
Aren't there waivers? There must be waivers.
There has to be. It looks like he
focuses on the big girls, you know, this dude.
They pulling up for that massage.
Hey guys, this is just next level cuddle therapy.
Yeah,
I said the same thing. Yeah. It is cuddle therapy.
It's intimacy therapy, massage, and cuddle therapy all woven together.
I'll tell you one thing: you find out your partner went and got a massage like this. This is not kosher.
This is cheating.
I'm not sensitive. That's cheating. I have a problem.
Is this beyond? Let me ask you, because I've never been to a handy at the rub and tug. Is this beyond a handy at the rub and tug?
I think on some level it is. I mean, that's cheating, by the way, too, of course. Yes. But this is even worse because it's not even some... What? Hold on, Shawnee, what is going on?
Yes, I'm
that inner Yo, thigh getting close right, to the all right, vulva.
All right, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. Nah,
fam.
We get it.
Yeah, yo, that looks like a porno. I'm telling you. Right.
So I started this to just simply ask, Laura, you're not getting one of these.
No, I'm not interested in any of this.
Rosenberg, are you getting one of these?
No, definitely not.
Shawnee Culture, you still getting one?
That's right.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
And A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles, 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now, this offer ends at midnight on Sunday, tickets at Ticketmaster.com, oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on. fire.
Got a bad bounce. She a masterpiece.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com. Destination for clarity. Where the
That's right.
Unite to heal.
That's right. That's right.
To heal the world. Make it a better place. Mm,
for you.
For you. And for me.
And for me.
The entire human race?
Yes.
Wow.
You know it, Cass.
You
know
and
it.
For me.
And, and the entire human race.
Okay.
Let's burn the sage.
Here we go.
Burn the sage, breathing exercises, and lead us, Rosenberg.
Cleanse. Yo, they call me the shaman. Y'all need peyote the and
energy.
Shrooms. I got you.
Yes, that's not
the guru, the guru Laura at gmail.com. That's the email address, and here's today's email.
That's right. Let's save a life.
Me and my girlfriend are loyal listeners of the pod from West Atlanta. Cue the elevator music. The issue really isn't my problem, but a problem that someone has with us.
Mm.
My longtime best friend finally gets a girl. Mm-hmm. And after like 6 months, he gets her pregnant and has to marry her for naturalization reasons. So now, this girl is a part of my friend group family, so I have to accept her. To rewind, how we first met this girl was when my dear friend was in a coma from a drunken car accident from one of our irresponsible friends. And she was at the hospital visiting when we visited. Fast forward 6 months, when we were all drinking, except her, she's pregnant, being loose, and the irresponsible friend who caused the accident was brought up and apparently touched a sensitive spot in my good friend's baby mom. To shorten up a long story, my girlfriend asked my best friend, is he going to be invited to the big wedding? He said yes, and his girlfriend got very upset and said no. The night ended with my best friend and his girlfriend upset with each other. Next thing you know, my best friend's girlfriend blocked me and my girlfriend on everything. We didn't really care until now, because my friend has invited us to the baby shower. But my girlfriend doesn't think we should go because it will make the baby mom uncomfortable on her special day, and it's awkward. I personally don't care because I will be there for my best friend. But me and my girlfriend decided to ask you guys because we love you all, including Cass One and Shawnee.
Guess what? Cass One stopped listening about 10 minutes ago. So
that's what you get.
But love you guys. But I love you guys.
We love you all, including Cass One.
So basically, look. So basically, they got invited, but the wife was like, "Nah," has blocked them on IG, Facebook, everywhere. So do you still go?
They were invited.
Yes.
Hold on. Cass, you just said you checked out 10 minutes ago. You don't get to weigh in first, pal. Hold on. You don't get to ask for a ketchup and then give the opinion.
Listen, this is real simple, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I believe, Laura Stiles, that it was awkward, it was a thing, but the bottom line is she invited you.
Right.
No, she didn't invite them.
No, she did.
The husband invited them.
No, she said that they were invited to the baby shower, though.
By who?
My friend has invited us to the baby shower.
See? He invited her, not her.
He said
that's why they're hesitant to go.
For his best friend, he's going to be there.
Don't they send invitations to baby showers, though? He just hit them on the side and was like, y'all want to come through? Because if so, that's awkward.
That's a good point.
Could happen.
If you didn't get the official invite, don't go.
If you didn't get the official invite, I feel differently. I was assuming, Laura, you're right. I was assuming that he sent an invitation.
Oh, what if he was like, text him on the side, personally text him, look, here's the invitation, a digital invitation, come through.
Right.
And then she's like, but wait a second, your wife has us all blocked. Like, how does that make me feel?
Well, maybe your wife don't want to see them on social media, but she cool with them pulling up. That don't mean she going to talk to them.
She want a gift.
She want that gift.
I was just about to say.
She cool with you coming through.
If you feel away, send a gift. Don't go, but send a gift.
Nah, go through. That's your boy. Put on your...
Don't you think...
Y'all might have to close this out with two options.
Go ahead.
What about reaching out first, by the way?
Have the conversation, man.
Yeah, why can't we just... you be like, yo, man, let's all get together. Let's jump on a Zoom, whatever. Let's have a conversation and just clear the air here. Because this shouldn't be the end of the world. All your girl did was ask a question.
Yeah. And maybe, like, you and your friend have the conversation first, if you want to do that. And say, look, it feels like a little bit of tension. You know, let me talk to you real quick.
Laura just did the side eye, and it told me a lot.
Yeah, Laura, what are you trying to say?
I don't know, man. I'm not going if I'm not wanted.
Right. Especially...
I'm not. I would probably tell my friend, like, look, fam, obviously your wifey doesn't really, like, feel me right now, but I love you, so I'm going to send a gift. And just know that I'm here, and hopefully in the future, I don't want to ruin her special day, so in the future, we can figure this out.
If it's your man's best friend, and he wants to be there, and he wants you to go, you're not going to put on a mask for your man?
He said he's
going.
He said he's going.
He said he's going.
Okay. All right. Well, look, if the decision is made, it's like, okay, I'm going, fine. Then just bring a nice gift. Just make sure you say hi to her. Just be nice and then kind of stay on the other side of the room. Right. Yeah, keep it short and sweet.
And be prepared to feel that ice.
Yeah. You could get a ice grill, a side.
But y'all not there for her. Y'all going to support him anyway.
Yeah.
I know. Right. But you know, the way they sound like they actually care. So prepare to feel that ice.
Yeah, okay. And just kind of take it for that one.
Ebro, what were your two options you wanted? Ebro, you had two options you wanted to give.
I was just going to say, if you got an official invite and it wasn't like a side invite, then you go.
Okay.
And if it was a side invite, like your man's was like, then you just double check with him. Like, yo, you sure we should be there? And if he's like, yes, I want you there, then you go for him. You know what I mean? You don't have to associate with her. And if he's going to invite people and not tell his woman, that's on him. That's not on y'all.
Yeah, nah, she
and
knows.
Just because you don't follow somebody on social or they blocked you on social doesn't mean you're excluded from all events. Who gives a damn? So
yes,
what?
Yes, it does.
When they go low,
it actually does.
Not if somebody invited you.
I don't know. I disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, so social media means
that. They don't want to mess with you
at all. Guess what? I'm showing up anyway.
Yeah. You come there, you know, smile the whole time. Keep it pushing.
All right. So it really is up to you, man. But you could go, you know what I mean? And just, you know, be cordial, bring a nice gift, say hello, stay on the other side of the room, and just make a short sweet. You know,
I mean, if it's super icy, you can roll out. Maybe the second she sees you, she warms up and says, I'm glad you're here, and it's over.
Right, and you brought that could happen too. She's like, thank you for the gift. You know what I mean? It could be something like that. I like that, Rosenberg.
Or you'll hand her the gift, and she'll be like, "I have one of these," and you'll be like, "You didn't even open yet," and she just drops it in the garbage. It could happen. We'll see.
Just be prepared either way.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
The gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.